Spanish dance from La Vida Breve by Manuel de Falla, Arabella Steinbacher, violin, Peter von Weinhardt, the pianist.
WHFR Dearborn, we are your independent alternative radio station, non-commercial, educational, and basically what that means is we do things a little differently. We don't play the popular hits. We try to be a forum for new, eclectic, and unusual programming styles that you just won't hear anywhere else. And, well, we think we're doing a fairly good job of making sure that you're getting some of the latest options in programming here in the Metro Detroit area. If you're a classical listener and you love what you hear, well, you stay tuned. We've got more of this good stuff to come. If you want to try something different, well, we encourage you to go online to our website, whfr.fm. There you will find a program grid that lists all of the different formats of programs that we offer. I think last check it was 14 or 15 actual different formats offered right here on WHFR. You just don't get that anywhere else. And we love the fact that you like trying new things. So if you do, we've got lots to offer as WHFR.
50 years ago.
WHFR, Dearborn.
This is Bam, WHFR's program director and host of The Mix. From all of us here at WHFR, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is David Twitchell, host of WHFR's We Are Not Alone, wishing all our loyal listeners a very happy holiday season and a prosperous 2012.
Hi, this is Terrence from the Play It By Ear Jazz Show, Saturdays from 2 until 4. I want to wish you blessings this holiday season and a joyous new year.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
WHFR Dearborn.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can see. I'm just right. Spiking off the board there. I'm a loud guy.
You're not. I think I came on kind of loud. This is a new board.
This is a new
here
board.
At WHFR. Well, it's new to me. It's been here for a little over a month.
Yeah, about a month.
Yeah.
This
I was here last time.
Lindsay, you heard Lindsay's voice, my voice. Actually, I'm really low on that. That's kind of weird. This is HFCC's Campus Connection, second Tuesday of every month, and Lindsay and I go through all the news that's relevant to not only the college and the students, faculty, staff, et cetera, but also the surrounding communities, things that we can do here on campus or through the college. A lot of them are either really, really inexpensive or absolutely free, and that's the things we like.
We do fun news.
We do really fun
news. We are fun news.
Well, I want to catch up with you. I know that this is the holidays. This is kind of an important time of year for both of us. You know, we do a lot of things with our families. We do a lot of things. But, man, you're under crunch time right now at school, aren't you?
It's busy. It's definitely a busy time, yes, Dennis. Actually, we're being filmed here.
Are we?
We're doing our radio show, and we're also being filmed on a camera.
And you're going to tell me why in particular? Is this part of a project?
I'm doing a little bit of a documentary on myself, in a way.
Are you?
Yeah, kind of. I don't want to give too much away here.
Is this something that I'll be able to see at some point?
Yes.
Okay,
you will.
There will
be public viewings eventually.
Cool.
For sure.
Excellent. And you're ready for the holiday. I take it your family, maybe you have all your holiday ornaments and decor.
Yesterday. Got it all up yesterday, pretty much.
Well, that every year, December 12th, right?
Yeah, every single year. Like, I'm a clockwork, Dennis.
All right.
Got it.
I know, it's the last week of the semester. I do want to tell people right out of the gate, I know we have our order of operations, but right out of the gate, I want to say there's still time, there's still classes available. So people that are interested in enrolling, if you're already enrolled, in other words, you're at the college as a registered student, even if you aren't taking classes yet, you can go right online and take care of that. You can go right online, you don't have to stand in the long lines. At the same time, if you're not, please get in here, register, because at that point you will be able to go online in the future. And that makes all the difference.
Well, and in order to do a lot of the things that we're going to be talking about today, you need to be registered in a program here at Henry Ford Community College.
Yes.
And one of the cool things that's going to be going on today and tomorrow only is the auditions for Grease.
I happen to know a little bit about this.
Yeah, I think you do.
I actually, you know, that one of my, I plan on pursuing, I have a telecom, enough credits for a telecom degree, and I wanted to also supplement that or complement that, however you want to word it, with a theater degree. You know, Jen and I are in the theater department. We helped direct a one act last spring. Mm-hmm. We're taking part in a lot of these things, and this coming semester, in the winter semester here, 2012, HFCC is doing a musical. Every 2 years they do a musical. It's cost prohibitive to do it every year. Did you ever wonder that? Why don't they do more musicals? Because that's really what fills the seats. People love musicals, especially around the holidays. Well, it's so darn expensive because you're paying not only for the actual scripts and you're paying for the music as well.
You need the rights.
And it's just a tremendous cost. It's a much greater cost than everything else. So they do it every 2 years, and this year they're doing Grease. Mm-hmm. The auditions are tonight and tomorrow from 7 to 10, and they asked me to be the assistant director. And I'm, like, kind of still a little bit stunned.
Why?
Just because I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm capable.
I think you're definitely directable. Directable? Direct, yeah,
no,
sure.
No, I'm probably directable.
You are directable, but you know what I mean.
Right, and I think sitting next to the director, and she's just a wonderful person. Her name is Judith Fletcher, absolutely phenomenal. She's actually an instructor for one of my classes right now, and we get along great, and I'm going to be learning right next to her. Mm-hmm. So this is like a big deal to me. Is it a big deal in the big scope of things? I have no idea. I have no idea where to lead, but it's like, I'm like kind of like you, Lindsay. If there's an opportunity, I generally try to say yes. Because you don't know where to lead. And I know you. And I know it's different now because you are so darn busy. But when you were here, we did the same. Okay, let's do that. All right. Mm-hmm. We were trying things new. So I think that that's really where I'm at with this. It's a huge challenge.
It's an exciting new thing.
It's very new.
And if there are any students that know you that want to have a chance to work with you and be directed by Dennis here.
Right.
Assisted directed.
Assisted
directed?
You want to be assisted in your direction.
If you just want to be helped out by Dennis in taking part in a musical here at Henry Ford Community College, rehearsals are tonight from 7 to 10, and tomorrow from 7 to 10. They are going to be taking place in the, where are they taking place, Dennis?
Yeah, Adroy Auditorium.
In the Adroy Auditorium, thank you.
Which is the McKenzie Fine Arts Building.
Okay, and the production is going to be going on, the production itself, Grease, is going to be going on in April, mid-April to late April.
When do the rehearsals start? I think in January.
They do. Tuesday, January 10th is the beginning of rehearsals.
It's like the first week of school then.
There is an information packet available, and it will explain everything you need to know and to prepare for the audition. It's kind of late. I mean, if you want to prepare, I mean, you should be right now
just
while you're
show
listening
up,
to the
though,
show.
Seriously, because you know what? This is it's still in such an early stage, and there's information available, but that's very recent, like within the last like week or so. So it's going to be a cold read. There is some singing involved. Obviously, it's a musical and some dancing. There are non-singing parts. I think all of the parts are dancing parts, though.
Okay, so you must be registered for a production class.
Absolutely.
Do not audition if you do not plan to enroll.
Good point.
Enrollment is open right now for the winter semester. Get in there, enroll for any production class.
Well, no, it's specific. It's the theater production for fall. It's the only one that'll be available.
Okay, so
for winter.
So
right.
I guess any is the one.
and Lindsay brings up another good point, because maybe you don't want to act in it, but you want to be a part of it. There is a technical direction class, which is a production class. So in a sense, you're right. It's any production class in the semester,
if you're taking audio or something, you can run a board.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And they welcome that, and they encourage it, and we do need help. We need...
Wonderful.
I need help.
If you want to know anything else about this, you can contact Judith Fletcher at 313-845-9817, or shoot her email at jfletcher, F as in Frank, L-E-T-C-H-E-R, 1 as the number 1, at hfcc.edu.
And she's awesome. Absolutely
and, yeah,
awesome.
I'm sure that she will respond to you very quickly tonight and tomorrow from 7 to 10 in the Adria Auditorium.
You got it.
Grease auditions.
Cool. Right. There's more, though, isn't there, regarding stuff that's going on at the school? And you know what? Can I preempt it with this?
I'm going to go right in. You know where I'm going, Dennis.
You know what's so wild about this particular subject? Because this I still think about our first show.
Yeah.
I still think about it. Just to recap, Lindsay, 2 years ago, Lindsay came in. We were still recording the show then. We weren't doing it live. And she came in and she said, you know what? There's guys and girls with chainsaws and flat irons outside playing with ice. And I'm like, what are you talking? So we went outside. We actually went out there, and it was one of the ice carving club. It was their meeting, right? Mm-hmm. At that point, they didn't even have a class yet. It sounds weird saying that because a lot of schools around the country don't have classes in ice carving. We do. We're doing a lot with it. I don't imagine you can get a degree in it yet, but this is something that obviously is profitable.
It's part of the culinary arts program.
Very much.
And if you can carve ice and make, I mean, the White House and all the, you know, Marriott, the high executive places want to have fancy ice melting on their centerpiece table. their centerpiece in their table.
Yeah. So.
But it is fascinating. It's a very cool thing to watch get done, and
exactly.
And it's a very cool thing to see the final production of it, but to watch it be done.
Well, I got to witness that because HFCC hosted their first, and I hate the, there's no such thing as first annual, but they do plan on repeating this, but this was their first ice carving invitational. It took place November 19th, which was after our last show. I think we talked about it a little bit to build, you know, to promote it, but it actually took place, and wow, actually watching the process was crazy because they're out there. I watched everything. It wasn't terribly cold for the spectators, so it was actually kind of an ideal day to watch something like this. Man, they had 3 hours. It was from 9 a.m. till noon. Chainsaws, the irons, the chisels, everything. There were, you know, it's right in our newspaper, so I should probably look at it, but there were people there from the Art Institute of Novi. There were people there, students or competitors from University of Michigan Dearborn, and then we had five participants or competitors from HFCC. We did take first place, HFCC.
As usual.
Jeff Lau. Lindsay, you had to see this. Look at the picture in your paper. It's right on the right here.
Look at that
picture. It's the judge is actually standing by it, and tell me what you think. See there.
I see a flying pig.
And he called it swine flu.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that awesome? I mean, it stole first place. And there were some other entries that were just, they were really good. There was an eagle that was amazing. Somebody else, that was the second place. Third place was actually a little angelfish that was really cool. But we got one picture, one photo, and that's of the swine flu. And then inside, I don't know if you go to page, I think it's page six. Page six, it has all the gentlemen, Chef Teeple, who's the advisor.
He's the director.
And then, of course, Jeff Lau, the winner. Next to him was the president of the club. His name is Ditto. And then Paul Nuzov is the treasurer, the vice president of the club. And he was also took part in this. And these guys were the ones that basically launched this thing, our first ever ice carving invitational here at the college. You have the list right there. They have some other things coming up, though.
Yeah, if this sounds like something you'd like to see, which I'm sure it does, because everybody wants to see stuff. I mean, chainsaws coming to life, pretty much, is what it is.
But it's art. It really is. It's to see this block of ice that's, what, about 4 feet tall and maybe 2 to 2.5 feet wide.
They could be even larger, Dennis.
Oh, absolutely. And the cool thing is, as you know, they utilize every bit of the ice they can. So if they make something that would be normally, say the ice is 4 feet tall, but they want something that's thin and 8 feet tall, they take the ice and they put
and
it
they
on top
melt
of it.
Yeah,
they melt it right on
melt
top.
Melt it together with their little irons.
And then
and
I actually
mold it.
They do.
It's
and then they,
fascinating.
And then they add water to freeze it over. I mean, they mold these things. It's a great way to put it.
It's fascinating. And if you want to see some of this, the very next time that they will be out carving ice is in Trenton at the Trenton Ice Fest, and that's December 17th, from 9 to 6, that's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's a full day in Trenton.
That's this weekend, isn't it?
That is this. Was that really? God, is that scary? It is this weekend.
I know. I'm thinking of this as this far off. Today's the 13th.
Today is the 13th. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. Now that I'm back to thanks, Dennis.
17th is Saturday.
Thanks for that.
Gosh. Wow.
Yeah. They travel. Our ice club here travels all over the state. They go all over.
I'm Lindsay's wake up call.
Yeah. Thanks for the wake up.
No, it was in the red. This is a very sensitive board. If you hear us say it's in the red, please understand that that's where we're getting used to.
Our old board, you would have it up to like 5, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I can be soft spoken, but when I get excited about things like ice carving.
Uh-huh. You're just excited about ice carving because it's somehow attached to the culinary department.
It's really cool. That's true.
I know.
The Trenton Ice Fest is going on this weekend. From 9 to 6, that's the entire day. Go check it out. The next really cool thing that's going to be closer in our area is at the Detroit Zoo.
That is so fun.
And that's after the new year. It's a fun thing to do with the family, January 7th to the 8th. And I believe Dearborn Schools will still be out on their winter break. You can go have a fun last thing to do before you go back
to
school.
We're not in yet either. Do you go back that early?
I'm not thinking about going back.
All right, let's get into another stuff. Sorry. Anyway, no, the zoo's fun. You're in a zoo environment. I mean, that's kind
of
cool.
There's probably going to be a lot of ice animals.
I would
really cold
think.
Ice.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, the Plymouth Ice Fest is another one that Henry Ford's Ice Club usually, I mean, we're always there.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's a really big deal.
I wonder, I don't think that's in the information, but I wonder how many, this is something I want to find out just for my own knowledge, I wonder how many they've done. How many?
Well, you know what? We can promise to let our listeners know next month, because the Plymouth Ice Fest is going on January 20th to 22nd. We will be on the air giving you full up-to-date what's going on with the Plymouth Ice Fest.
Right.
For sure. Maybe we can even get some people from the Ice Club to come in and talk to us about what they're doing for the Ice
that.
Fest.
Or if nothing else, maybe get some sound bites from the actual competition.
Some chainsaws.
I know,
definitely,
yeah.
Dennis.
Chainsaws and chiseling. Somebody wants to talk. No, no, no time. I need the chainsaw. Anyway.
You want to continue with the arts?
I'd like that.
I think
that.
We're on a kick with the arts here.
We are.
There is a lot going on. January 2012 marks the 28th year for Henry Ford Community College's Metropolitan Symphony Band. It's a 90-member band.
They've been around longer than we have at WHFR.
That's true. Longer than you've been at Henry Ford Community College.
No, not quite. Not quite.
I couldn't resist. You know, there were so many of those getting poked at me for a while.
I wish I could say that same thing. But
not anymore. I left the 10-year club. The Metropolitan Symphony Band is the largest community college concert band in Michigan.
Okay.
And the membership includes traditional HFCC students and advanced placement high school students.
Okay.
And students from neighboring universities, U of M Dearborn, just right next door, they come over and they all get together. Adult members of all ages throughout southeastern Michigan are a part of this symphony that we have right here at Henry Ford Community College, the biggest in the state. Wonderful.
Okay.
They are seeking some musicians if you want to try out and be part of this 28-year going strong 90-member band symphony, then you can come here to the campus, go to college, the McKenzie Fine Arts Building.
Right.
That's the where the Sisson Art Gallery is.
The gallery is in the Edry Auditorium, too.
Yes. The main campus, it's right off Evergreen Road if you go in the south entrance, mm-hmm. which is all new.
Just keep following.
Yeah, just keep following that drive. It's all new.
It basically takes you around the school, and the last parking lot is literally right behind the Fine Arts Building.
The only thing, I mean, anybody is able to apply or try out for this symphony, but there is a tuition cost that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
High school students and juniors can receive college credit.
Cool.
Juniors and seniors, did I say that? Yeah, mm-hmm. They can all receive college credit. And another option is you can enroll through the Center of Lifelong Learning, and they can maybe help you get a lesser fee if you'd like to be part of this. Anybody that played an instrument, I mean, I played an instrument back in high school. Yeah, it's been many, many, many years, but I could try and pick it up again and
what
get into this
play?
Band. I played the saxophone.
Yeah, that's right. We talked to them. So did
yeah,
I.
Yeah, I played the saxophone.
Drums and sax, yep.
Yeah, I dabble in the drums a little bit here and not
you
here.
You seem like you'd be, because I
like
know
drums,
your love
yeah.
for percussion,
yeah.
absolutely.
That would be fun.
This is good.
So
tryout.
If you're interested, tryouts are going on. I'm sorry, I should have, yeah. Let's tell you when. How about that?
No, then they might come out. Don't do that.
You know, the season's going to begin in January 2012 and concludes the first week in May.
So that is, it's a semester.
It is the semester.
Right.
And if you want to know more about this, contact Rick Goward. We talk about him a lot here at Campus Connection. It's rgoward@hfcc.edu if you have specific questions and... unfortunately, I don't have a date for tryouts, so I think it's one of those you need to...
It's the class. That's what I'm saying. I believe it's the beginning of the winter semester in January.
Okay.
I think you still have to try out, though.
I think you need to try out. I mean, this is a 90-member band. You definitely need to try out to be... Well, I shouldn't call it a band. It is a band, but it's a symphony band.
Right. Can I... just to backtrack one second, because Grease is a musical, there not only is Judy Fletcher directing it, but Kevin Dewey is a part of it as well.
Are they doing live... Music.
Uh-huh.
How cool.
And I have a commitment from both Mr. Dewey and Ms. Fletcher to be on this show in this studio live in, I think we said February.
February sounds
because
wonderful.
Because March is, no, we said
April is the production.
So
February will be getting our.
March or February or March.
Okay.
Whatever we all, I mean, you know, obviously we'll talk to them about it, but they will be live in studio.
Kevin Dewey's spectacular.
He's awesome. Well, so is Ms. Fletcher.
Yeah.
Holy Yeah, yeah. We're going to have a good time.
That's going to be a fun show. Make sure to tune into that one, folks.
Right. It's funny because we haven't had a guest. We didn't last show or this one. And now we're going to have one, the first show in...
That's usually how... We don't plan this, folks. This is like something that Dennis and I just kind of roll with.
We always forget until 10 minutes before our show.
Oh, man, I got to... We have to be on the radio?
Oh, yeah. And then we jump in here and we start.
And then we make all of our important phone calls and people are just like lining up to get on the show. Man.
Anyway.
We do have a wait list.
We do.
This is our time, though. We like to have our December free.
Well, December's, yeah.
It's because our holiday show.
December in Michigan. Or Christmas.
Christmas
in
Michigan. It's my favorite time to fish again.
Yeah. I want have that favorite dish again.
Oh, geez,
we'll play that, won't we?
We will.
For Christmas? Okay.
We will.
All right, good.
Christmas special. Tune in on Christmas Day to hear Dennis and I do a little something.
Unfortunately, it's like a random shuffle.
Well, yeah. I'm just tune in on Christmas Day all day long and wait to hear us.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty big demand.
Well, if they want to hear Christmas in Michigan,
yeah, that may be the only chance.
I don't know that anyone else knows of that song.
No.
Okay, right. Enough of tooting our own horn.
There we go.
Okay, HFCC is launching a new career focus magazine.
What do you think about that?
I think it sounds pretty interesting. It's HFC alumni who have gone on to successful careers in like advanced manufacturing, biotechnology, international businesses. And despite of the economic climate, they were still able to succeed in such tough times and further their degree, further their education, and actually land a career, do something with their degree.
And the programs you just named are relatively new.
They're definitely new.
And that's why I think that they're isolated. And the name of the publication is Career Focus, right?
Yes.
And I saw the online edition because it's a PDF online.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got the email about it, I clicked the link. It looks sharp. And I'm a publisher, and I work with the newspaper. I know a little bit about layout and design, very little. But when I saw that, I was really, uber impressed. It was a really nice job. But
You mentioned that some of these programs are really new, the advanced manufacturing and biotechnology and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one of the first graduates of HFCC's biotechnology program, who also interned with the Department of Immunology and Microbiology at Wayne State University.
Wow. I've heard of that school.
She's going to be in the first edition of Career Focus. Her name is Cynthia Morris.
And she was the very first. We probably talked about her.
One of the very first graduates of HFC's biotechnology program.
Her name kind of rings a bell,
yeah.
Actually.
We have Vanessa Barrios is also going to be in this publication of Career Focus. And she is the first student to graduate from HFCC with an associate's degree in international business.
So those are two.
International business is growing pretty big. It's a...
Well, if I were to do it over again...
It's like international.
Not only that, but it's almost global. If I were to do it all over again, I think that would have my attention now. A program like this, plus we have articulation agreements with so many schools that it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's the foreign language thing, and I don't know if you feel that way, but a foreign language sometimes gives me difficulty.
Yeah.
I mean, I really feel comfortable with English. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I do. But sometimes a foreign language, I dabbled in French. And
it's amazing how much a foreign language makes you more aware of what the English language is all about.
It helps improve your English,
really.
Sure.
Really does. I've had to do quite a bit of foreign language.
I know, and that was, mm-hmm. I mean, you were a little bit apprehensive about it.
Yeah, I still am.
Yeah? Okay, so we're in the same boat there.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, international business, that's kind of a vague term, though.
Yes.
Could mean a lot of different things.
Yes. But I will say this, you do know that I took a business class here at Henry Ford Community College. It was not an international business, but it was business, and it was so much fun.
But
our
took
business
it to
program,
the restaurant.
Yeah, I did. You do get to eat at the restaurant. This is true.
You don't have to take the class to eat at the restaurant. But
5101 is that restaurant that we were discussing all the time.
Mm. All the time. And it's closed till February, so we're just like, come on. We'll wait.
Right. So Career Focus magazine is the first issue is out. You can obtain it as a free digital subscription to the interactive edition of Career Focus by visiting hfcc.careerfocus. Oh, sorry. Words all jumbled up together. On Sortium. Focus on Sortium.
Actually,
that make sense
if you go to
you?
hfcc.edu,
there's
I know
a link.
There is a link right to it. In fact, this story that we're reading, we got from the website.
HFCC actually has a Facebook page, too, and it's on Facebook.
Okay.
So you can go to Facebook, and there is a link there, too. Once you've signed up, you can get links to HFCC degree programs. There's step-by-step processes on how to enroll at HFCC.
Okay.
Online descriptions of our programs here at HFCC. It really makes it easy to go back to school. If going to school is something you want to do, but you're kind of nervous about it, this makes it so simple to
right.
go. I wish that, you know, going to school isn't easy, Dennis. They make it really hard to enroll, don't they? Some schools.
Some schools do,
Some
yeah.
schools. And the fact that they're doing this, that the Career Focus magazine is kicking off and it's available online for you to go to and read success stories from our alumni and also learn how to set up, you know, step-by-step, easy process to enrolling into Henry Ford Community College.
And this is a great way to see, okay, this is what I want to do. Let's take stock of where I'm at and where I want to go. And, of course, the next step would be to talk to counselors or a department heads here at the school. But, yeah, this the career focus is an excellent first step. And you know what? Good for you, Lindsay. I never even thought about it as that, like, a transitional thing.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the career focus, just by, you know, the name implies that, okay, I'm done with school, now I'm ready to go out. No, this is like, okay, what career do you want? What do you need to get there?
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
And with the unemployment rates being the way they are and going back to school.
I have the smartest radio partner in the world. There, I said it.
Aw, he did. Yeah. Thanks,
okay, that's all for today, folks. No. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of anyone.
Disclosure.
Anyway.
Okay. I do want to quote Dr. Gail Mee. She is the president of Henry Ford Community College, and she says that she's looking forward to providing this new resource to the local and regional community regarding HFCC and its programs. So
okay.
This resource, the Career Focus magazine, is something that not only I am excited about, you show excitement about.
Absolutely.
Dr. Gail Mee, the president of the college, is stoked.
And she's she wrote the she has a little blurb in there in the beginning, too, I read. And she's, I really like the lady. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So I read that, and it's just a great thing. As I was reading it, I thought, boy, this is really, it's very well done and sort of like media savvy. You know what I mean? It has the right design and everything. I thought they'd been doing this for a while. That's what it looked like.
Really? I'll have to check it out. This is the first I heard of it. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, the first I heard of it was 10 minutes prior to the show.
That's so funny. Speaking of magazines, though, I see.
This is something we've been talking about for a couple years now, right?
Yeah, there's only a couple weeks left for this, the deadline for this particular issue, though.
It's the Michigan Avenue. It is a creative arts journal that is, it's done here on campus,
absolutely.
But it's available all throughout Dearborn.
Not yet, but that's the plan.
That's the plan. It's
right.
been the plan for a little while now.
Right.
What's going on with that?
It's just very expensive to, I mean, this is a book. This is a gorgeous, in fact, I should have brought it. It's a gorgeous book. This thick, beautifully bound and glossy artwork and pages, and it's basically,
so to have it available on newsstands throughout the city is kind of
well. And they're moving toward that. The
okay.
idea is to showcase because this is the artwork, meaning the writing, prose and poetry, illustrations, photography, design things that are maybe digital design, like graphic design. They're all in there, and it's showcasing the best talent the school has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's cool that other people outside of the
it's flooded with creativity. That's for sure.
It's
we've looked at it a few times here on the show.
Yeah.
Now I haven't seen the actual journal,
I know.
But things entries that have been put into it, amazing.
I know after our show, I know you have a plan, but just you'll take 3 minutes. I will show it to you. I think it'll blow you away.
Well, and the fact that they're giving away $300 prizes.
This is
for
cool.
entries.
Well,
for
it's $300 total, I think.
$300 in prizes.
Yeah,
so
right,
not
right.
one $300. So what?
No, I
just
know.
A prize in general.
Right,
I mean,
and I imagine the first one's probably like, I can't even guess. But I mean, if they're giving away $300, you know, there's a big one in there.
Yeah, and even if you're not getting a cash prize, just being in this journal
to be
is
published.
Probably, yeah, to be published.
That's huge.
And like Dennis said, it is art, it's writing, it's poetry, it's prose, it's amazing.
I was fortunate to be in the first one. This the one that the deadline for of the 30th is for the third one, and it's just there's got to be contact info on that. I'm sure.
Oh, that yeah, definitely. Guidelines for turning in your submissions to
right.
the Creative Arts Journal, the Michigan Avenue, is michiganav.hfcc.edu/guidelines. One more time, that's michiganav.hfcc.edu/guidelines, and that will give you the rules and what you are to do if you want to submit something to the Michigan Avenue Journal to be published and possibly get a surprise.
Yeah, it's like a cereal box.
Get a prize. attached submissions definitely should be accompanied by a cover letter in the email that you send.
Mm-hmm.
But there's I could go on and on about what you need to do, but I think you should go to the website and check out the guidelines.
Right, because it is. And it's a whole page of small print.
And our job is to tell you about it. Your job is to actually do it, people.
You will. If you're interested, seriously. Yeah, sure. Being published and possibly getting money, and mm-hmm. it doesn't cost you anything. Just your own effort
just
and creativity.
Yeah. Fun.
Awesome.
You want to... What are you feeling?
Oh, no, I was thinking, are we going to go for any non-commercials?
We're going to take a little holiday greeting break.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, let's hear some holiday greetings from some of our friends here at WHFR.
Sounds good to me.
And we'll be right back.
Thanks. Stay tuned.
From the Midday Mix, reminding you to be kind to one another during the holidays and always.
This is Steve Homer, host of Culture City Radio, wishing you a very happy holiday to all the great music fans in Detroit and all over the world. Thank you, and happy holidays and a happy new year.
This is Mike Holloway, host of Metaphysically Speaking and the Go With The Flow Mike Holloway Show, wishing everyone a happy holiday season.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. That's cool. I'm glad you did that. I like hearing, like, the, you know, we line up, we go into the studio, and we do our greetings, but it's like something we all look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know with your schedule you weren't able to this year, but you are doing a holiday show, and I'm peeking
my
head.
I will be doing a holiday show, yes.
You'll definitely hear
playing
my voice.
Playing in the Waves will be back in the new year.
Cool.
Took a little break, but it will be back.
Well, you know, now that I'm back in the groove as far as playing music, maybe, you know, if you ever need a break, I'd be a good person to ask.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That would be fun. Yeah, because you did a three-hour-long music show, Dennis.
And I did on Sunday. I jumped in for Mrs. Robinson on her 1+1 show, and I played some indie rock. I had so much fun. And I got to tell you, I purposely played really, really poppy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not saying I played something I didn't like. But I was really surprised at how much I liked it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was really, really like, a lot of it was like bubblegum rock. And you're just like, oh, gosh, I got cavities listening to that. But it was really good. It was
fun. Did you make a mess? Were there like CDs all over?
I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay. Well,
let me just say that I'm really grateful that it wasn't being filmed.
I make a mess, but it all works out. I'm just, there's, you know, piles of papers and stuff, and it's all chaos.
You want to know how it worked out for me? Mrs. Robinson had all of the CDs. I mean, obviously, times as many as I would need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Little sticky notes on every single one of them telling me the songs she recommended and why, and a little history on some of them. I'm not making this up. I was like in awe of her thoroughness.
That is wonderful. Yeah, because if you fill in for my show, Dennis, huh?
No, I'm telling you got my
That's
you
wonderful.
Got my
Mrs.
Hint,
Robinson is that. Yeah.
Anyway,
that's
so
great.
When I was done, it was midnight, so I put them all back in the box and I put them back in her mail. So now I have to go through and I have to put them on the shelves.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was going to wait for her, but that would be wrong, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay. You can't do that, Dennis. You
sure?
have to put the music back. Right. Yes.
Hey, I have to bring this up because this is a major, major, major big deal. Starting January 1st, 2012, we being HFCC's campus, will be smoke-free. There's a campus... Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah, get them. Smoke them if you got them. It's a campus-wide smoking ban. Is it a revolutionary idea? Obviously not. U of MD has been smoke-free since, I think, July. It was inevitable. They did ask us. They asked the opinion through panels and committee meetings. They asked the opinion of the students and faculty, staff, and they want to know. What do you guys think? Well, ultimately, they decided there will be a smoking ban in effect campus-wide. It starts January 1st. As you may have actually seen some of the signs on the
I did
the
notice.
Door. That begs the question, okay, can you smoke on campus at all? Well, yes, you can. There will be two, as yet undetermined, areas to smoke. I know it's a little bit late in the game to be undetermined.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll broadcast it when we learn. Of course, it has to be our next show. It will already be after the ban is in effect. And we'll talk about it in the Mirror News. But they don't know yet where those two designated areas will be. My guess, because now they ask you to smoke 50 feet away from a door.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think it's going to be probably 50 feet away from the closest car. You know what I mean? It's going to be out there. And so then there's one other thing is you can smoke in your own car.
I wonder, what are they doing if you are breaking this ban? What do they do if you're smoking?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
All right. This was as reported in the Mirror News by Nicole Backlick. Nicole is a new writer for us, and I'm really excited to work with her. She wrote a great article here. And campus, it's a progressive system of enforcement. According to the article, first-time offenders will receive a warning from campus security, and their name will be put into a campus database. They got to catch you first. No, I'm kidding. I think it's our mail, actually.
Yeah, should I buzz her?
Sure, I would.
Sorry, listeners.
Sorry. somebody's making a mad pound on the door.
Yeah, it is the mail, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so the first-time offenders will receive a warning from campus security, and their name will be put into a campus database. A second offense will end up with a loss of campus privileges. That's kind of a vague thing. I'm not sure. Maybe you're
You can't eat at 5101.
Oh. Wow, might as well kick me off campus then, right?
No, 5101 is a public restaurant,
it
though.
Is.
So.
And then it says multiple offenses may result in a student suspension, according to Mr. Mark LaBerge, who is our director of campus safety. So there is the progressive. You get warnings, but it doesn't sound like they're going to be, overly tolerant. I mean, they're going to give you the warning. We're all adults. We can follow the rules.
Well, it's just a matter of respect. I mean, really, that's... I think part of the reason that a lot of places are going smoke-free, and not only because smoke is gross and non-smokers shouldn't have to be breathing in the smoke,
right.
the secondhand smoke, smokers can be really dirty. And I am not trying to be like rude to a smoker, but they throw their cigarette butts down all over the place. The liberal arts building, when I went here, this amount of cigarette butts that were outside there, I mean, I hope that they've gotten better about it, but the cigarette butts and the chewed up gum.
That's what I'm doing right after the show.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
And I've been a smoker, so I'm not saying smokers are dirty. I'm a non-smoker, but
it's
something
I am
that
as
I
well.
Struggled with and then continue to at round finals and stuff.
Right. No, we have our anchor, sure.
But smokers should be able to respect the fact that non-smoking. I mean, so what?
If you don't respect the fact that it's a policy now, and they got a lot of input. I talked to some people that are smokers and I asked them how they felt about it. And there's some great quotes in this article. If you get a chance, again, Mirror News is not just on campus. It is in and around the city. Green Brain Comics. We get up to Dearborn Music and Rutgers. Those are the three places that
we make it down to the east side and all the way
east
back
and
up
west.
To the west.
Yeah,
end.
Just those three spots right now. We don't have an abundance of extra copies, but we want the community to know what we're doing. I think it's important because so much of what we do here at the college does relate to the community. And let's face it, the people that leave here want to get jobs out there. So I mean, it's a really an interactive dynamic.
And unfortunately, sometimes people forget about the second Tuesday of the month to tune into HFC's Campus Connection.
I don't.
Well,
I did one time.
It is podcasted, so you can listen to us anytime you want. You can even replay it just to,
That's funny.
Get a good laugh.
So no smoking. That's it.
No smoking.
You can smoke in your own car. Two places we don't know yet.
This is effective as of
January
2012. Yes. Yeah. Bringing the new year in smoke-free. All right.
Crazy stuff.
We're making a difference in a lot of ways here at Henry Ford Community College. Martin Luther King Day is approaching us, too. That's January 16th. And Henry Ford Community College has been, for a few years now, for as long as I've been going here, they have been taking off the day of service. Nobody goes to school. That's a closed campus day.
Right.
And there are also opportunities for you to work as a volunteer with various groups in the metropolitan Detroit area. And let's see, this is going on actual Martin Luther King Day, which is January 16th.
Right.
And
so the reason why we're bringing it up now is because Lindsay and our show in January, the second Tuesday in January, is very close to the 16th. And we want people to, this is important enough that I think you plan ahead. Don't you think, Lindsay?
Yeah. And you know what, Dennis?
What?
I think December 5th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. was your last time to available to register as a volunteer.
I am positive they will not turn you away.
I was just going to say the same exact thing.
I am more than positive.
That is when we were holding like volunteer workshop shops and for you to come and look at the different services that we were going to be providing for volunteers and where you could go help. Like, remember last year they were washing windows at
Oh yeah.
Various homeless shelters. I think Vista Maria, they did a window washing thing at Vista Maria.
Specifically, I know that there were other things involved there too as well, but I remember specifically in the information that was what was going on.
Yeah. And there's a lot of buildings on that campus. Of
people
Vista
are
Maria,
like, how does washing windows help? It's a day of service. And that's a great example of mm-hmm. a day of service. Something that needs to be done. It's not, I mean, I guess I don't know that I would get up in the morning and go, yeah, I get to wash windows today. At the same time, when you realize how much you're helping somebody, I think that's where that good feeling comes from.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily, I think when you do anything with that kind of an attitude where you're like, I am helping somebody, this is cool. If I didn't do this, it might not get done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool that they pick a day. And of course, Martin Luther King Day, how appropriate.
Right.
You know?
And washing windows is just the example Dennis and I came up with. There are so many different areas that they need help in with volunteers. Gleaners Community Food Bank has been a member of this Community Service Day, Martin Luther King Day, for many, many, many years. Yeah. And they also need volunteers throughout the year. Right now, especially with the holidays among us and being among us upon us,
right.
It's a big time for Gleaners and their food bank.
Now, does this give other things other than the washing windows, or were you bringing that as examples from last year?
I brought it up as an example from last year. I remembered it because I don't really have any examples on here. I know that some of the project agencies are Arts and Scraps.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Bridging Communities and Gleaners Food Bank, of course. Phoenix Elementary School, I believe that they needed a lot of help with books last year, or I think it was book moving or helping with their library. Don't quote me because it was a year ago.
We don't remember what we had for breakfast. No, yeah. But the Arts and Scraps is a good example because that's something that would be physically done mm-hmm. at HFCC. And it's like putting things together, right?
Yes.
The kits, constructing kits of whatever, Arts and Scraps,
mm-hmm.
and then they in turn go to out in the community. But they is actually, so you don't necessarily have to travel anywhere. If you want to help, this is an option. There are more than one. There's actually several options that would take place here.
Basically, you're helping with agency renovations, educational and social projects. And for doing this, you are going to be getting a t-shirt and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome. Volunteers are going to be meeting at the University of Michigan Dearborn at 8 a.m. Once again, Dennis and I will remind you about this because, we have a show before January 16th? I believe we have one the Tuesday before.
Right, because January 1st is a Sunday, so mm-hmm. our show will be the 10th.
Yeah.
And that's ideal.
And we can find out some last minute.
You're right, the Tuesday right before.
Yeah, Tuesday right before. Nope. Last minute volunteering. If you want to do something and help out, it's wonderful. Student Activities Office is who to contact right now at 845-9865. It does say to register early because volunteer slots are going fast. Obviously, they have a lot of people wanting to volunteer.
They get a
lot
of people.
If you really want to do Arts and Scraps, maybe you won't be able to. If you really want to wash windows, maybe you won't be able to.
Unless you do it quickly.
Yeah.
No.
Volunteering. Just do it.
It's fun. Well, and they're looking for volunteers in this next thing, too. And I'm not.
Are you familiar with WIC?
Women, Infant, Children.
Yes.
It's a program for low-income or no-income families,
mm-hmm.
I would say. It says women, infant, children, so it's focusing on mother and the kids.
Yeah.
I know that pregnant women need additional nutrition, so I think that they fall into this program as well. And if I'm not mistaken, they get vouchers of some kind that they or a card that they can in turn go to, say, Kroger or a different whatever, Meijer or whatever store, and use that for specific basic items like milk, cheese,
formula,
cereal. Okay.
For mostly pregnant women, nursing women, okay. and children under 5.
Okay.
Once you're up in, you know, ramen noodle world and you're a 6-year-old.
Right. Yeah. No kidding. Mac and cheese, right?
Right.
So what do I need? I need mac and cheese.
Yeah. But yes, basically. And WIC has been around for a long time helping out women that are in need with their children, women, infants, and children, like you said.
Okay.
5 and under, pregnant women. You know, as far as a spouse goes, I really can't say if you have to be a single woman or if you can be married.
Right.
Maybe if your husband doesn't have a job. If you guys are both low income and you need help. And, you know, what a terrible time it is of the year to be a family with not much.
Right.
And needing help.
You're right.
So WIC is there to help you. And you can volunteer at WIC if you want to help out as well. And you can work with babies, small children, and help out with maybe a... Maybe you're a nursing student that just wants to help out in the health-related field and help women and children. then being a WIC volunteer will definitely be something up your alley.
It seems awesome. So the program itself is not simply a matter of vouchers or cards and going to the store for proper nutrition. There's so much more that goes into this.
Well, going to your actual WIC appointment could take up to 2 hours. You can actually have screenings and some health. You get help. You can have maybe a dental cleaning, an exam, check out your teeth. This is all based on need.
Okay.
So you can't go in there. Like, I couldn't go and be like, look, I'm, poor and single, full-time student.
Yeah, my two-thirds. Like,
yeah.
Right.
No, it's definitely not that easy. But if you need it, it's there.
Right.
It is there for you if you absolutely do need it. If you want to be a volunteer to help women in need or maybe get the word out and learn more about WIC, you can call 248-858-5607. Mary C. Heaton will be one of the women that you'll be maybe talking to. But anybody that answers there, let them know that you want to help out. You can run a children's fun room. You can read stories to children. Keep an eye out for the safety of children. Pre-screen clients for information needed for their WIC appointment. Help keep the clinic tidy.
And maybe a couple hours a week. Clinic. What a feel-good couple hours a week, though.
Yeah.
And like you said, especially this time of year. I don't know.
And if you're going in the health careers, which many, I mean, it's a booming industry for people, for employment. And a lot of people are going into nursing and nurse's aid. And just medical billing, even just to get familiar with the medical world, that's a great way to get your foot in the door and just help out, make a difference.
But I know you, so I already know the answer to this. But doesn't it just feel good to help? Doesn't it, like, if you have something and you have the ability to do it and it helps somebody else? I think we take it for granted, don't you? Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we go through our lives and let's face it. I mean, it's human nature to be self-absorbed to the degree that you're taking care of your business and your family or whatever. I mean, that's very normal. This isn't me, judging or anything like that, but it's really cool when you remember that there are other people that may be not as well off as you and that you have the ability to, it's great when it kicks in. So that's why we bring stuff like this up, is that if people are out there and looking for an opportunity to help, we'll hook you up. Right. And hfcc.edu, that our website has all of this information. Maybe not as detailed as we like to bring in. It definitely won't have our personal commentary because we are, after all, the ambassadors to HFCC.
That's right.
But the information's there, and there's contact info as far as following up. So if you have more questions, you can call the radio station. You can ask us as well. But hfcc.edu might be the fastest, most convenient way to handle it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Uh-huh.
All right, Dennis. We volunteer, man. It is the season. Get out there and do it. And, do it year-round, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. Want to change pace just a little bit here. And we got the arts going on. We did a lot with that. We did some volunteering, what you want to do with music.
Right. We got the smoking ban out of the way. That was important.
That smoking ban was very important.
Well, I hear people that read the paper said they weren't aware of it. And that bothers me because it's our job as media, you and me here, the newspaper, it's our job to get this out. So thank you for letting me give it that much time.
Mm-hmm.
I get nervous. If I see somebody smoking, I'm,
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of rough. It's hard. Okay, so I got spring fever.
Oh, really?
I do. I'm ready for spring. Winter hasn't even arrived yet.
I don't even know how to handle this.
It's like, it's holidays. 'Tis the season. Yeah, I'm ready for summer.
You know what? I got to tell you, see, that's what I was headed. When spring got here, you'd say, I'm ready for summer.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, Lindsay, that is, right? Summer's your thing.
Yeah, I like summer. I like summer a lot. And being that I have such crazy spring fever right now, the pitcher and catcher 6-week progression baseball camp is going on.
You told me about this
and I thought, baseball?
Yep.
Right now?
Isn't it crazy?
How perfect for someone with spring fever. Right. I wish I could go watch the guys in the baseball camp. And maybe I can, maybe they'll allow me.
Yeah.
HFCC is sponsoring a pitcher and catcher 6-week progression baseball camp going on right now. The camp runs, actually, I'm sorry, it's not going on right now.
Well, there's a couple different dates, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It runs until February 26th.
Right.
Yes. So it is going on right now. One was just December 11th, the day before yesterday.
Okay.
December 4th, 11th, and the 18th. The next ones are going to be in January, January 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th, and what is it? What is it?
I think this is for people that might be interested in playing baseball for the college. Am I close?
Well, it's just interesting. You're just funny. I think it's for people that want to play baseball, yeah. It's a baseball camp, sure.
What else do you want to know?
No, it's open to everyone. The purpose of the camp is to help elementary, middle, and high school students learn the art of pitching and catching.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yes, it's rather than go to a one-day camp, this is a progression camp, which is better from a reference standpoint because it grants participants the opportunity to retain and work on their skills.
And improve, sure.
And improve more and more.
Absolutely.
And they get more individualized attention this way, too. It's certainly something exciting that's going on for the HFCC baseball team. So the team is helping do this.
This is cool.
And they are helping out the youth and anyone. I mean, if you want to go work on your pitcher skills,
I do.
Catching and stuff. You
I
know?
Can catch. I like to, yeah. I want to work on my fastball.
Actually, Dennis, the players are ages from 6 to 12. But no, actually 13 and older can also do it. Okay, yeah, it is open to everyone. So yeah, even the really, young at
mature.
Heart. Can play
the mature individuals,
the really mature
the
individuals,
non-traditional youth like me.
Yes, this is going on. The younger players are going to be playing from 1 to 2, and the olders are from 2 older, mature.
Yeah,
baseball
My
catches
friends.
And throws are 2 to 3. Anyway, the cost of the progression baseball camp. Okay, this is not free. I know Dennis and I like to talk about free things going on at the college, but. This one, unfortunately, is not free. The baseball team here needs to raise a little bit of money, and I think this is a way for them to do that.
At the same time, this
and at the same time, they're helping anyone.
Right, there's
to,
a value to this.
This is, sure. This is their sport. This is their passion.
Right.
The cost of the progression baseball camp is $20 for each session per player.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah, six pitching sessions cost $90.
Okay.
So
kind of a break there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you remember I had classes with Max last year,
yes.
And Max was one of our pitchers on the team, and. He spoke really highly of the team,
mm-hmm.
really highly of the team. So if they're out there teaching, and I know that.
And the money benefits our baseball team here, which in the HFCC's baseball team last year was doing really, really well.
They were. I guess you'd call it a rebuilding year because they didn't have it the year prior.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year before that, it was like kind of a subpar year. So last year. They weren't gangbusters, but it was a rebuilding year, and they exceeded expectations. So this year should be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I love that our basketball team's doing really well. The girls volleyball team got to catch a couple of those games, and they had a brand new team, only one returning player, and I think they had about a 500 season. So that's pretty good.
Sports in here in the school is doing really well.
Really well.
We have our new sports director,
Rochelle Taylor.
Rochelle Taylor.
Yeah, we've had her on the show.
We've talked with her
twice now.
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah, she's
and
awesome.
Awesome credentials, too. And the woman's very talented. She's from all over. I mean,
plus she's just like a regular. I mean, she's just like talks.
Yeah.
She's just a very personable person. I'm really, mm-hmm. I think we're lucky to have her.
We're very lucky to have her here. And so are our sports teams, definitely.
Right.
I think this is great, though, for the baseball camp to be doing this to help anyone that wants to. Learn more about the art of pitching and catching.
And for such a reasonable, the cost is very affordable.
It's a great Christmas present. It's great for the holidays.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, January, the next session is going to be beginning January 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th. And these aren't ridiculous times from 2 to 3
right.
for children. It's in the afternoon.
And I'm sure you're learning. Christmas present, that's a great idea. So we have a couple of Christmas presents. We have the baseball camp. You can... try out for Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a
well, we have
Christmas
the art journal. You can
journal.
Submit some creative art.
Right. some creative art. Or
some creative
what about
art.
Some uncreative
say,
art?
I was going to say some creative holiday ideas to the Michigan Avenue Journal. Maybe they have a holiday edition coming out in January, maybe?
No,
I don't know.
They don't.
No, they don't.
We do in the Looking Glass, though.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And then the Looking Glass is the creative section of the Mirror newspaper. We welcome
you can do a holiday outing at the ice carving events with your family.
That's
definitely do
right,
that.
And
the Plymouth Ice Show is one of the next ones coming up, and it's during Dearborn School's winter break.
And downtown Plymouth is fun.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
It is a great time. And there's a few ice cream shops and some cocoa places I know
Penn
of
Theater's
right there.
Still there, sure.
Yeah.
There's lots of things to do.
Yeah, lots going on. A whole lot going on. So definitely get the family out over your holiday break and your... And your little break from Henry Ford Community College news.
Now I know that we're this is around the time. This is what made me think of it. This is around the time that we would normally talk about.
This was actually I was just going to say something.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that you maybe I'm not sure. Maybe Dennis would have the answer. I'm throwing this at you awfully out of the blue.
I can handle it. Whatever I don't know.
5101. Any gift certificates available?
Wow. I would.
I wonder.
That's a great question. I wish. That's a great question.
That is a really good question. I wish I would have thought of it earlier.
What is the phone number?
845-5101.
Call them. That's a great, a really good question.
Great.
Now, they don't,
they're closed right now.
And they will reopen in February, very, very beginning of February. So Lindsay and I, we have a commitment from Kathy Dooling, who is she's like the marketing person there. And she also is an instructor mm-hmm. in the program. We have a firm commitment. I have to remind her, she said, that she will be on this show for at least 10 minutes, maybe 15
minutes.
She's
bringing treats?
That part I haven't negotiated yet, but I think we can do that. But she's definitely bringing menus that will go forward for the rest of the year, or the rest of the winter semester. So we'll know about all the buffets.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have probably menus. And, yeah, I think she'll probably bring in some food, wouldn't you?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we don't let her in unless she does.
They got a bar now in there, too, I hear.
Right.
They're serving up some booze.
Well, not yet. They're definitely working on getting that particular licensing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process, as you can imagine.
We don't have a license, though, to be under the influence on the air.
Nope.
That's not allowed. Nope.
Absolutely not. But they are working on that. And at some point, I mean, it's a real big deal for a college to have that kind of liquor license. So we'll see what happens there. But in the meantime, we do have these wonderful buffets, and the food is intoxicating.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That was good.
That was really good, Dennis.
Yeah, thanks. And and remember the desserts?
Oh,
just the desserts alone were worth the price of admission.
The dessert cart, I mean, you really do feel like when you're in there, you are sitting at either like Julio's on the top of the Hyatt or the Marriott, sitting somewhere that's, you know, big wigs hanging out having their fancy five course.
Are you kidding? I'll order something just because I want the salad bar. I mean, mm-hmm. it's amazing. It's fully stocked. They have the best if anybody's listening that likes blue cheese dressing, get it here. It's
really?
So good.
Haven't tried it.
Oh, do you like blue cheese?
Not particularly.
Well, then of course you wouldn't try it. What kind of dressing do you?
I just like a house, an Italian.
Italian? Mm-hmm. Or do you like ranch?
Mm-mm, not too much. Not on my salad.
Really?
I'll dip stuff in it.
And
I'll have blue cheese if it's on like a sandwich or if I'm dipping something, but I don't like it
on my
salad.
Chicken wings or something like
that.
Okay.
Yeah, something really spicy.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always, always, always liked it. That's like my favorite. I'm blah, 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 here.
Well, this is what happens when we talk about food, Dennis.
I know.
We love the
5101. I just wanted to make the point.
We love the 5101, and normally we do talk about food. So those of you that are wanting to hear our food banter...
I don't think they'll want to hear us eating it on the air, but I think that your descriptions are great.
Yeah.
They are.
Oh.
I start salivating when you're like, and the moose will be blah, blah. And I'm like, wow. But so my point was Kathy Dooling on here January before maybe February. It'll be right around the time the 5101 opens. It depends on her schedule, but she made a firm commitment to be on our show.
Ready for it to reopen.
Yeah.
It is time.
I am excited.
We're running out of time, Dennis. The show is about coming to a close for the holiday break.
For the last one of the year.
Yes, last one of the year. Let's see. The students nominated for all USA Community College Academic Team Scholarships.
Big deal to me.
Is it a big deal to you? Would you like to cover this?
Monstrous deal to me, please.
I'm not completely familiar with it, and you. You are.
I am more than. The reason why what this is. It's USA Today is the newspaper, the national newspaper, mm-hmm. and they have their All USA Today Community College Academic Team, and it's like this all-star team of really, really smart students, right? All over the country, USA Today is a national publication. Well, last year, I don't know if you remember this, last year, Betul Saad, who wrote for the Mirror News, was the founder of our local branch of the Amnesty International
mm-hmm.
Club or organization. Betul not only was nominated for the All USA Today Community College Academic Team, but she won. And that was it's very prestigious. She was flown down. In fact, we couldn't even talk about it. I knew about it for a month and I couldn't talk about her winning. We can talk about the nominations, but we won't. USA Today, because they're their media, they get first crack at, you know, telling the world at large or whatever who won. Betul and her family were flown down to New Orleans for the ceremony, for this big whatever. And, yeah, she got just scholarships, tons of money to go where she wanted to go to school. And she goes to U of M Dearborn right now. The reason why this is such a big deal to me now is because the Mirror News' own business manager, Jennifer Donowski, is nominated for this.
Oh, wow.
So two people in 2 years in a row that were affiliated with the newspaper. I'm telling you, I'm working with some talent over there. I mean,
but just working with talent here at Henry Ford Community College.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But this is so important to me. And Jen, if you look up on the TVs around campus, there's a picture of her with another young lady. Let's give her credit as well. Her name is Lee, L-E-A-H, Lee Mantei, M-A-N-T-E-I. Now, I've not met Lee, but she and Jennifer...
L-E-A-H?
L-E-A-H, Lee.
Leah?
There's no A at the end, but it could be Leah. Sure,
I can see. A-H is Leah.
Leah, okay, let's go with that because I like that better. And they were nominated in 2012 All-USA Today Community College Academic Team. The program, which is presented by USA Today, Phi Theta Kappa, and the American Association of Community Colleges. It's also sponsored by the Follett Higher Education Group. Listen to this. Recognizes 20 outstanding community college students throughout the country on an annual basis. 20. 20 in the whole country. And last year we had one of those winners, and I'm really feeling pretty comfortable about this year.
That's wonderful.
It is. If they win along whoever the 20 people from community colleges, 37 community colleges are participating across the nation.
37?
37.
I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
Yep. And more than $41 million in scholarship money is available for all of them. Now, it breaks down a little different. And I think right out of the gate, it's a $2,500 scholarship. But still, it's something for going to school, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm just really impressed. And I'm really, really proud of, well, Petula from last year and Jennifer this year. It's really cool.
That is fascinating. Yay for Henry Ford Community College once again.
And yay for Dr. Nabil Abraham, who is the director of the Honors Program. And he's the one who, like, he works with these people. He nominates them. He's part of this. It's pretty stringent process. There's a lot of essay writing and, you know, there's a lot of really, like, you have to be insightful. Uh-oh, I hear something.
Well, it's getting to be about that time.
Wow.
This is WHFR Dearborn. I am Lindsay with my co-host Dennis here.
I'm Dennis, yes.
And we... this is our last show of the year.
This is our last show. Well, you'll hear us on when you listen on Christmas Eve Day and Christmas Day. We'll be part of the mix,
the
holiday mix. But no, for Campus Connection, this is it.
This is it. We'll be back in the new year, January 10th is our next show. Right before Martin Luther King Day, we will get you up to date on all the services going on and the ways you can volunteer and help out around the communities. And maybe, will we have some new music? Is that coming up?
That was actually supposed to be in place, so I'm really comfortable.
We might start the new year with some new music, although I really do like our tune. It's a funky beat.
I like it. Listen, Lindsay, I want it right on the air. I want to thank you. I'm having so much fun doing this. I want to thank you. I want to wish you a happy holiday and a happy new year. And I want to wish that to all of our listeners. Thank you so much to everybody listening.
Thank you, Dennis.
All right.
Same to you.
All right. We'll talk to you in the new year.
See ya.
Kitty Love here to wish you and yours.